All right, I would now like to invite all the boys and girls to come up here and join me for our children's message. Oh, good. Hello. My name is Beth. What's your name?
Amber.
Amber. Well, that's a really pretty name. Well, I brought a book with me, Amber, and this is a book that is, it's called Three Cups. And I even have three cups here with me this morning. We're going to pull these cups out, okay? All right. So this is a story about a little boy turning five. How old are you? Oh, you're four. You are almost five then, aren't you? Okay, well then, this is a good book because this is about a little boy that is really close to your age. And he gets three cups for his birthday, kind of like this. What do you think you do with when you got three cups for your birthday? You don't know? Well, he got these three cups, and it was his parents are telling him with these three cups about what he can do when he receives gifts. So, did you go trick-or-treating last week? You did. What were you for Halloween? What'd you dress? A witch. Oh, that's always a good costume. With a green face. Oh, you were a scary witch. And did you get any candy? You did? I've got some candy here. So the announcement about candy this morning was a good segue here. All right, so I've got some candy here from Halloween. And did you have any of that candy as soon as you got it? Did you have some pieces of candy when you got home? You did? Well, one of these cups represents what we can have right now. So I put a piece of candy in there. That would be what we could have right now. And did you have a lot of candy? Could you eat it all at once? No. So I bet you had some that you could share maybe with your mom and dad. Yeah? So then this cup is going to represent the candy that we can share. So let's put two pieces of candy in there. And then even after you may have shared some of your Halloween candy with your mom and dad, I bet you still had more left over, right? Yeah. So then we've got candy that we can save for later. So this last cup is the cup that we put the things that we want to save for later. So we have the cup for right now, the cup that we're going to use to share with others, and then the cup for later. Now, this is something that you can do not just with candy, but even with like birthday money that you might get, or if you get an allowance sometime, you could put money in there. You could put quarters in here, things that you want to buy right now, money that you might be able to share with other people, and money that you'd save for something else down the road. And there's a lot of things that we can do that with. We can do that with our toys, things, you know, toys that we want to play with now. We could do that with our clothes, right? Well, there's a lot of things that we have that we could put in these three different categories. And so it helps us remember that God has blessed us so much that we can kind of divvy it up just like this. And so I just happen to have two pieces of candy here in my sharing cup. Would you like me to share it? My candy? Maybe. She's not saying. But I bet if I said, would you like a piece of candy? Oh, there you go. See? And then there's one for me. Or maybe, better yet, let's share this with someone. You take both of these and you share one of them with someone else and the other one you get to keep. Okay? All right. Let's pray. Will you pray with me, Amber? Okay. Dear God, we thank you that you love us and that you care for us. And we thank you that you have blessed us with the opportunity to enjoy the things that we have and also to share the things that we have with others. And we are also thankful, especially for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us and continues to teach us about love and about compassion. We pray all this in his name. Amen. Okay. Thank you for coming up. That was a lot of fun.